All right, so I'll be honest. I didn't think I was going to find an answer to this when I proposed it last week. But I actually kind of did. And I'll say it's kind of an answer, because it's not... A lot of it's really just speculation. When I left off on last week's podcast, I had said I was going to talk with a long-standing member of a sanctioning committee. I don't want to name drop him, because when we were talking, it didn't seem like he was really open to being name dropped or anything like that, so I decided to leave his name out of it, and the sanctioning committee as well. But after the talk, it was really cool just thinking about it and talking to another person that just loves barbecue as much as I do. And actually, he probably loved it even more. And I say that meaning outside of my family, because there aren't a lot of people outside of my family that think about barbecue every day the same way I do. Throughout the conversation, we touched on a lot of aspects, and a lot of it was mainly based towards the judging, as he has a lot of experience in that. And what he said mainly was that finding out anything dating that far back is really going to be just speculation, because it just wasn't well documented that way. Because a lot of those barbecue competitions, they just kind of started out as, hey, let's get some friends together and let's make some barbecue and see where we can go from there. Which is why I say I sort of have an answer to this. But the answer he and I came up with, I think, fits rather well once you think about it for a little while. He started by saying in his committee, the two most important categories are appearance and taste. And that when you turn in your box with these perfectly trimmed ribs, and everything looks uniform and on the bone, and there's a perfect glazing of sauce on top, and the rub just fits together and pieces everything together, it has a psychological effect on the judges, telling them that it's probably also going to taste really well. So when you turn in fallen off the bone ribs, by the time it's reached the judges, it's just not going to look nearly as nice as the ribs I just mentioned. He also said that, and I think a lot of people will agree with this, that fall off the bone ribs can border too close to mushy. And when taste is such an important aspect, it just doesn't leave, fall off the bone ribs aren't going to leave the proper mouthfeel that the judges are looking for. Now, there is something else that goes along with this that I think might need to be mentioned in order to tie everything together. Because when you ask a group of people how they like their ribs, it usually ends up being closer to 50-50 on whether they like the competition style or fall off the bone style. And that's when there is a winner of any competition, the people tend to try and imitate what the winner did, whether it's that next following week or the next year, depending on how many competitions this person does. So if a winner used mustard-based sauce to win on their ribs, you'll probably see a lot of competitors using that same style of mustard-based sauce next week. Obviously, they're not going to be the same exact recipe. It'll be somebody else's take on it. But still, that still rings true for most competitions. So with that, I came to the conclusion that there were really no real standards on how a rib should look or taste, or if it should fall off the bone or not, originally when people started these competitions. As long as it looked good and tasted good, nobody really cared. But it wasn't until somebody came along and one with a rib that is really similar to the same competition style standards that we have now, and eventually people started copying this recipe more and more until it became the only reason that you could win a contest, or the only way you could win a rib contest. Well, what do you think? Is that the answer you were looking for, or did you hope that this was going to take me somewhere else or take you somewhere else? Shoot me a DM or a comment and let me know what you think. As always, thanks for listening, and I'll see you again next week where I tackle some new sort of problem that I come up with the night before.